Welcome to Thinking Like a Boss, the podcast for lady bosses who are ready to turn their limiting beliefs into limitless opportunity. I am your host, Kay Krakow, confidence and mindset coach for female leaders. Each week, I will equip you to turn your fear to faith, your wounds to wisdom, and your pain to platform. You will walk away feeling lighter and ready to take on the challenges before you. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to episode number 83 of the Thinking Like a Boss podcast. This week, we are back for part four of our four-part series of Boundaries Like a Boss. This week, we are going to be chatting about the number three person that you need to be setting boundaries with. Last week, in episode number 82, we talked about the number two person you need to set boundaries with, which are your family and your friends. Make sure you go back and listen to that episode if you haven't yet. And the number one person that you need to set boundaries with is from episode number 81. That is the one that we started with. And that person, guys, is you. All right. So make sure to check all of those episodes out if you have not yet. And let's dive into this week. So this week's episode is the number three person that you need to be setting boundaries with. And this person is clients, potential clients, and strangers on the internet. Yes, these are the number three people that you need to be setting boundaries with if you want to be able to show up 100% in your business, okay? And when I say the word clients, that's interchangeable for customers too, if you don't have a service-based business. But I am going to speak pretty much to just a service-based business today because that is mostly what I serve in the coaching realm, is helping service-based businesses. So today we're going to start with the top three reasons why we need to set boundaries with strangers on the internet, clients, and potential clients. You ready? Let's dive in. Number one is to protect our own energy, okay? We need to show up at our highest level. And when we are feeling exhausted from burnout from people in our business, we are not showing up 100%. And when we're not showing up 100%, we're not as confident. We don't feel as good about ourselves. We don't feel like we're on our game. We feel like other people are crossing our boundaries and it doesn't feel good, okay? The number two reason why we need to set boundaries is respect for our own time and our family's time. So I talk about this in my book, Thinking Like a Boss. This is sort of how I think about it. Every time I say yes to a coffee date or say yes to some type of collaboration or a podcast or a catch up with someone, that is time that I'm spending away from my girls. And that's the hard reality that I have to sort of live with these days is, wow, I can spend time with my girls or I can say yes to this person. And is this relationship that important that I need to say yes? Because these girls are only toddlers once, right? They're getting big so fast. So that's what I asked myself. There were some things that I actually needed to go back and cancel with people this week because I realized that I had really overstepped my own schedule. And it's so funny because we're always challenged with what we're teaching. And I realized as I was listening this week to the number one person you need to set boundaries with, who is yourself, that I had really been crossing my own boundary this week. And I was so excited because I had a bunch of opportunities for collaboration and just thought I was going to have enough time. And then we had a few setbacks with babies being sick and things coming up. And you know what? I just reached out and said, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I hate to do this. I'm going to apologize, but I'm going to need to cancel this. Like, we're going to have to circle back in the future again. I was really excited to collaborate with you, but I don't think I'm going to have the margin to do this in a few weeks. I think that I overbooked myself. And, you know, it's not easy to do that. And I like to keep my word. I don't like to go back on it. But I think that sometimes it's okay. And I think that people understand, and especially with the season that we're living in right now with COVID, I think that people especially understand because life is different. We decided last week to not send our girls back to daycare. And it was a very, very hard decision. We actually had called them up and said, hey, we're going to send them back. And then we realized, oh my goodness, like we're going away to beach houses with some family members, and it's probably not safe to have them around a bunch of other kids and then be around family who are older. So we just decided, you know what, we're just going to put this on hold and just keep them home for the summer and then evaluate. And I think that so many people right now are in that boat with schedules just being different. And I think people are a little bit more understanding. So you know what? I felt like I owed it to my daughters, to be honest. I felt like I could continue with these three things that I had said yes to, but that would be a good 3 hours away from them. And again, time is already spread thin. And I just want to make sure that I preserve that energy for when I'm with them. So make sure again that you respect your own time and your family's time. Let's just say you're in a new relationship, right? And it's exciting and it's fun. And you saying yes to a coffee date with someone that you actually really don't want to go on a coffee date with is taking time away from that new relationship, right? Or maybe you're in a new marriage and, you know, it's not fair. So we have to really be able to set boundaries with clients, potential clients, people that want to pick our brains, strangers on the internet, because our family and our people and our own time is important. All right, number three. The number three reason why you need to set boundaries is respect for your own clients, okay? So we need to, first of all, set boundaries with our clients because we want to model leadership, right? We want to be a leader and we want to show them that good leadership has boundaries and that it's okay to not be on 24/7. It's okay to not answer messages back an hour later. Okay. We want to model that for them because we want them to run their businesses in the highest capacity and from the best place and the highest energy. And in order for them to do that, they've got to set boundaries too. And if we're not setting boundaries, they're going to feel like, oh, she does that, so that must be the right thing. But that's not right. So that's the reason why I have to set boundaries with clients. And then the reason why we all need to set boundaries with people who are brain pickers or potential clients is because we need to preserve our energy for the clients that we have, the people that are paying. And it wouldn't be fair to them, right? If they're paying to work with us, if you have a service-based business, and other people are getting your time for free. It's just not fair. So that's my thought. So I'm going to share with you now four easy ways to begin setting limits to protect your energy. Okay, you ready? Number one, autoresponders, email responders, Facebook responders, autoresponders wherever you can use them. I don't know if they do it in text message, but I know for sure Facebook you can. Facebook business page, you can put an autoresponder on, and also your email. So I set these up literally years ago, like 3 years ago. And the Facebook one, whenever I get a message, it says like, hey, thanks so much for reaching out. If you're a client, make sure you email Kate. If you are interested in working with Kate, here's the link to fill out an application. If you have any questions on customer service, make sure you email Megan, Kate's OBM. And that is my Facebook responder, message responder. And then my email responder. So this has evolved over the years. We'll just say that. And I put one together probably 5 years ago before other people were doing this. I had an idea and I was like, you know what? People set those boundaries when they go on vacation. So why not keep it up all the time? And I started doing it. And then my clients started doing it and other people I knew started doing it. And I know I'm not the first person to do it. I know other people probably always had them on. But how amazing is that? If you can have an autoresponder on. And let me actually just, I want to see if I can share with you what my autoresponder is. Okay, I got it. Here we go. Thank you for reaching out. Your email has been received. In an effort to create an intentional life, business, and client experience, I must limit my email time. For those of you looking for partnerships and collaborations, let's chat. Please review this page. Submit a form, and if it seems like a good fit, somebody will get back to you within a few days, right? So this just sort of says to them, because here's the thing, I'll get emails all the time with like, here's an opportunity, or let's do a podcast together. And the people that are actually serious will go and fill out the form. The ones that are not, they'll just ignore it. Okay, and then the next thing, Thinking Like a Boss podcast pitches. We are not accepting any pitches at this time, but please come and say hello in the community. Also, ratings and reviews are what keep this channel possible. It would mean the world to Kate if you could write a quick and honest review. XOXO. Before, when we used to take pitches, when this was an interview series podcast, we had a form there and we would say, fill out this form and you will hear back from us if we have space and if you're a good fit. So that makes it really easy because then you don't have to respond to everyone, right? If you didn't have something like this, then people would expect a response back. And it's just really nice that this goes out. So as soon as they send you an email with the podcast pitch, they receive this and they'll see, oh, wow, okay. So if I'm a good fit for her, she will send me an email back. If she has space, she'll send me an email back, right? And then there's no need for them to continue to follow up. And then for those of you looking to grab coffee or pick my brain, I host a free quarterly meetup and I'd love to connect with you at our next one. So I realized early on in business that I was doing a lot of coffee dates with people and there's just not time to do that anymore. And here's the thing, if I wanted to, it would be a priority, right? It would be something that I would make time to do. But I honestly don't feel like I want to do all these coffee dates anymore. It's just not a season to do that for me. Kids are my priority and people closest to me, friends, family, people that have been in my life for a while. So what I do is when people are like, hey, let's grab coffee, or hey, I really would like to pick your brain, I send them this link and I just say, hey, why don't you sign up? When I have my next meetup, I'd love to see you there. I'd love to hang out and get to know you a little bit. Just sign up here and you'll get an email when our next one comes up. And they're free. And I do them at my house. Sometimes I do them at the eatery, but I typically just do them at my house because it's really easy. And it's a great way to be able to connect with people and build those relationships, but I get to do it all on one day, right? And not spread myself so thin with trying to drive to all these coffee dates.
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And now, a message from a network supporter.
This podcast is sponsored by Denison Ministries. Denison Ministries is a movement creating 7 million culture-changing Christians who are committed to carrying out the truths of the gospel to their sphere of influence through a variety of ways, which is why Denison Ministries is excited about sponsoring What God Is Up To on the Thinking Like a Boss podcast. One of the cool ways Denison Ministries helps Christians feel closer to God is through their First 15 devotional. First 15 is designed to help you spend the first 15 minutes of your day experiencing God through meaningful devotional, scripture, worship, and prayer. Grow closer to God this new year. You can sign up to get the first 15 email devotionals sent directly to your inbox at first15.org/subscribe, or start your day off with the First 15 devotional podcast anywhere you listen. And then the last one, for those of you looking for support around mindset and confidence, I'd love to help, and you can sign up for your intensive here. And for those of you looking for free resources, community, and content, please head over to this link. Sending you love, light, and abundance, sister. XOXO Kate. So right there, if people are looking to work together, they can book an intensive. Link is right there. And then also, if they're looking for some support in free resources, I have a link for them to go to. Okay, so this has saved me so much time in my business. I cannot stress this enough. Have an autoresponder up all the time. I promise you, it will save you so much time. It takes a little bit of time to put it together, but I'm sure, actually I do have, I'm sure there's templates you can get online. And yes, in my Boundaries Like a Boss bundle, I have a Boundaries Like a Boss bundle on my website. If you go to my resources section, you'll see there's a bundle there. And it's a paid bundle, but it has a ton of the stuff we talked about in these episodes, plus a ton more, plus some plug and play messages to share with people. I'm pretty sure my email responder is in there. Yes. And just little like plug and play things that I say. So all of my responder messages are also in there. And there's a bunch of journaling prompts. It's a really awesome bundle. And I created it a long time ago, 3 years ago. So that's why it's a little rusty for me right now. But if you go on over there, you can see what is inside and what's included. Okay, so the second easy way to begin setting limits to protect your energy is people who want your knowledge, okay? Send them to a resource page. The people who want free information but don't want to pay you for it, and maybe they just have a need right now, and maybe there's someone you want to nurture, have a resource page. Have a place that you can send them to that has interviews that you've been on, that has maybe some freebies that you've put together, maybe some journaling prompts that you've put together. Send them a resource page. I can't tell you how amazing this is and just how nice it is, right? Like if I had a question, let's say, for someone and they sent me a page like this that had all different resources, that would be wonderful. I would be so excited. Number three, your current clients. Set expectations from the start, okay? So creating office hours, letting them know you work this day to this day from this time to that time. You will respond in X amount of time. This is what to do if there's an emergency. So this is for when I had my therapy practice. If there's an emergency, make sure you reach out to these numbers. If you're feeling sick, please send me a text message, let me know, and we can change your session to a virtual session because we don't want to get other people in the office sick. This is what to do if I see you at the grocery store, right? So setting all of those sort of policies and business procedures out ahead of time, just laying them out there before you even get started, it sets the boundaries, okay? It shows this is what I'm here for. This is what I'm available for. Here is everything you need to know if something comes up or if you need me. This is how to reach me, right? Reach me by email. Reach me by Voxer, whatever it might be. Only reach out in the group. Only send an email to this email address, right? I think we all have those things that work the best for us, that provide the highest amount of value for our clients. And we need to make sure that we're super clear in giving them those resources so they know how and when and the best ways to get in touch with us. So again, all of this stuff takes time to set up, right? And to lay that foundation. And just remember, it will evolve. Like you're not going to do it perfectly the first time. You also are going to learn as you go, right? So maybe you'll realize, oh crap, I never did this. I never had this in my policies before. Because maybe a situation comes up that's a little sticky. And you say, you know what? I'm going to put this in moving forward. right? Like you learn. And now after being in business for almost 6 years, I've learned a lot. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've learned from that, right? And that's what makes boundaries so much easier, is that they're organic, right? They come up, they evolve, and you can always change them. And the other thing is your boundaries are always going to shift depending on what type of life or business season you're in. You may have different office hours, different work days. And then, oh, this is my favorite one. Okay, so this is actually the last one now. Number four, way to set limits and protect your energy is to remind clients that they create their own success. Okay, so the people you work with, if it's a service-based business, you remember you can only do so much to help, okay? You are there to offer support, to offer maybe a roadmap, a set of skills. You are there to help redirect them and guide them on their path. However, you can't spend 24/7 with them. You cannot hold their hand through everything. It's impossible for us to have control over someone else's success, right? And this is the beauty of this, is that when we can share with our clients that, hey, guess what? All of what you've done, all of what you've accomplished has been because you have taken the steps to get there. You've been consistent. You've checked in. You've been coachable. You've done the work, right? Like you and I, we've only spent 2 hours a month together coaching. And all of the rest of the time, that's been all you. So I want you to go and celebrate. I don't want you to thank me for your success. I want you to celebrate your success because I had nothing to do with it. I was there to guide, to give suggestions, to hold up a mirror for you. But it was all of you. And I just think it's so beautiful when we can serve our clients from a place like that, right? A place of abundance rather than feeling like we have to control their behavior and control everything that they do. It's not a fun place to run your business when you feel like your worth is tied to your client's success, right? And I don't think it's empowering for them either when they have to rely on you so much. Because here's the thing, they're not going to work with you forever. And when they're done working with you, you want them to feel like their success was in their hands. It was them all along, and they can continue to create that success for themselves. They just have to believe in themselves. They just have to remain consistent. But all along, they've had that those keys to their own success. It wasn't a coach or someone else who has just given them the success, right? They've done it. They've created it themselves, and I just think that's so beautiful. So you have to stop attaching your worth to their outcome, right? Because you cannot control other people's behaviors. All right, so my last thing for you to remember, again, the reason why we set boundaries with clients, potential clients, other people who want to pick our brain or strangers on the internet is to preserve our time and preserve our energy. And boundaries take time, okay? This is not all going to be really easy at first. You're not just going to like come up with all these templates at first. It's going to take a little time. It's going to take a little getting used to. But over time, it becomes easy. And over time, it will save you so much time. So like anything in life, we have to lay that foundation first. We have to invest the time into it first. Once we've done that, then it can flourish. And I'm so grateful for the past version of me who put these things and put these boundaries and these policies and templates and things in place, because it makes my life so much easier these days. It's so much easier. So again, it's going to take you some time to start setting boundaries, but it's going to save you so much time in the future. All right. I hope that you enjoyed this episode today. I hope that you enjoyed this series on boundaries. I'd love to hear what you thought. And I want to also invite you to my mastermind. Applications are still open the next week. And I'd love for you to fill out an application, okay? I'd love to be able to support you and help keep you accountable, cheer you on. And remember, you are going to create your own success. I am here to help guide you, hold up a mirror, hold you accountable, but you are going to create your own success. The answers are already within. You just need someone else to help pull them out. That's it. So go on over to my website, katecrocco.com/breakthrough. Fill out that application and I will shoot you an email back and we will chat. And guess what, guys? I'm going to drop a little hint. I wasn't going to do this, but I thought it would be fun. So our next series is going to be all on visibility, okay? So you're going to want to tune in next week to episode number 84 because we're going to be starting our visibility mini series. And what we're going to be covering are the 6 pillars of visibility. So these are the 6 pillars that I teach my clients. They're not going to be like the business roadmap that you would typically get from a coach. You're going to hear these and be like, oh, really? That's the pillar? Okay, cool. It's going to be a little bit different, okay? But I guarantee if you can consistently cultivate and nurture these 6 pillars in your visibility, you will have consistent leads in your business. Your business will consistently grow and flourish, and you will make a greater impact. So make sure you tune in. Episode number 84, that's coming up next. All right. Love you guys. Have a great week. See ya.
Hey friends, make sure you subscribe so you can receive the latest episode automatically downloaded wherever you are listening to this show. We also read every single review, so make sure you let us know what you thought about today's episode by leaving a review. Love ya.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.